On the opening pasuk, Vayera Elav Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu for what purpose? Levaker es hachayla, because at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Torah says that Avraham Avinu took care of the bris mila. So he had to recuperate. So this is based on this pasuk. We say that the halacha b'drocha mahu apato, in order to preserve the tzelem of the kingdom that we all have, you have to learn Tanakh and to see what a darchei Hashem. And to act accordingly to preserve our tzelem alkim. Mahu mevakar cholim, avatom mevakar cholim. That's how the Gemara says. The end of the first perek in Soito. That the pasuk tells our Kodesh Baruch Hu does bikar cholim. So we should do the same. What exactly does bikar cholim mean? So the Gemara in Nedarim has a whole sugi about bikar cholim. Rabbi Akiva apparently took attendance. He had 24,000 students, and he took attendance. One of the students was absent one day. So he said, "Where's Pliny?" And he went to the dormitory. They said, "Pliny is sick in bed." He went to the dormitory. He understood why he's sick in bed. So he opened up the windows and he changed. He swept the floor and he changed the sheets on the bed and he gave him medication. And so on. He took care of him. And then the Talmud got better. So the Gemara says, that's called Bika Chayla. Bika Chayla means you have to heal the Chayla. You have to cure the Chayla. Bizman Hazem, when a person is a Chayla, so the doctor prescribes medication, and the nurses change the sheets, and the urchins open up the window and give him the fresh air, or whatever. His wife takes care of everything. So most of the things are taken care of, but part of Bikur Cholim is that if the Chol is in a cheerful mood, medically, if he's in a good mood, he'll get better faster. If he's in a miserable mood, it'll take him longer to get better. So to put him in a good mood is also part of the healing process. So you have to cheer him up. Also, the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Ramban on the Dorim. The Ramban didn't have a riff on the Dorim. We have the Ramban didn't have a riff. So he wrote a riff on the Dorim and on Purvis. We have a riff on the Dorim. So they printed the Ramban next to the riff. Ramban writes on that sugya, in the sugya of Bikur Cholim in the Dorim. He has a rife in the Gemara, the Ramo quotes it, that if you do Bikur Cholim and you don't offer a tefillah, you're not Yotzei Bikur Cholim. Because Bikur Cholim means to do the maximum that's in your power to heal the Chola. So we don't have the full control. Even Rabbi Akiva apparently was a doctor, and he prescribed medication, and he changed the sheets, and he opened the window, and he swept the floor, and so on. He did everything, but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rife is called Basar. So Rabbi Akiva had to offer a prayer also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if one is Mevakar Cholim, doesn't offer a prayer, he didn't do what's in the maximum of his power to help the Cholim get better. So that's what the Ramban has arrived in the Gemara. The Gemara says you shouldn't be Mevakar Cholim neither in the first 3 hours of the day nor in the last 3 hours of the day. First 3 hours of the day, the Cholim had a good night's sleep. So he's going to look like he's healthy. So the one who comes to be Mevakar Cholim may not offer a prayer, because it doesn't look like he needs any tefillos. If he comes in the last 3 hours in the day, he's already so exhausted from all the guests who came to visit him, he looks like he's half dead. So he may not offer a prayer. The guy looks like he's half dead already. What should I offer a prayer? It's a tefillah shav. The guy looks like he's a goner. So the Ramban here says he won't offer a prayer. So the world doesn't come to an end. You still should do a bikur cholim, even if you don't offer a prayer. So you see from the Gemara that the tefillah is li'ikuvah. That if you're mevakar cholim, you don't offer a tefillah, you didn't do the maximum that's in your power to help the person get better.
Oh,
a tefillah? To the one and only doctor in the world. You have to give a tefillah to the Baruch Shalom.
Not
Shmoneh Esrei? Whatever. Separate tefillah, whatever it happens to be. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a whole yahrzeit drasha. It says, the Gemara has a drasha on the pasuk in Kriyat Shema, v'dibarta bom v'loy b'tefillah. What does that mean, v'dibarta bom v'loy b'tefillah? So Rashi quotes from the Shilt. That's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yutes on the base. So Rashi learns with the Bum that Kriyash Ma'ish should be Mashmeli Yosna. But like Betfila, you don't have to be Mashmeli Yosna. It's not necessary. Tosis doesn't learn like Rashi. Tosis learns a different shot. With the Barta Bum, Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi. With the Barta Bum means you're allowed to learn. The Barta Bum means that you're permitted to talk in the middle of Kriyat Shema. When are you permitted to talk in the middle of Kriyat Shema? B'nei HaKovim, B'nei HaYira. So that's the drasha. The Barta Bum, you're allowed to be mafsik sometimes. L'masara kasav el l'chachamim. So the Tanoim established when is it mutar l'hafsik, when are you mechuyev to be mafsik, when you're not allowed to be mafsik. So the bar the mamaloi betfilo milodeshman asri. There's no heter to be mafsik even if now covered, even if now you're. And then it's Ziv, in his commentary on the Shiltas, doesn't agree with Rashi's understanding of the Shiltas. Rashi Anad Gemara Yuma Daf Yutesk quoted the Shiltas and understood that the Shiltas meant to say that that Kriyashma you need Shiashmeli Oznam and Tfilashma Nesu you don't need Mashmeli Oznam. So the Netziv doesn't think that that's what it says in the Shiltas. He thinks the Shiltas said something else. The Barta Bar means you can learn all you want V'loi B'Tfila, but you're not allowed to offer prayers, extra prayers. You're not allowed to daven extra tefillah. So you want to daven, everything should be in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. Right? So you can't say Mishaberach. So a person, let's say if a person is a Choyli, say Tilim. Okay, so you're saying Psukim. Or if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you could add on a tefillah in the middle of Refa'enu, in the middle of Shema Koleinu. At the end of the Shemona Esrei, you can add on a tefillah. But to offer a tefillah not within the context of the Shemona Esrei, that's an Issa. People do it all the time. You say, Mishaber for Cholim, tefillah the Shlom Amdina, everything. Rav Soloveitchik said that according to the Netziv's understanding, Netziv was the grandfather of Mrs. Chaim Soloveitchik. So Rabbi Soloveitchik is a descendant of the Netziv. So he gave a whole Yahrzeit Rosh on that Netziv. Yeah. So that's the question. Can you offer a tefillah not in the context of the Shemona Esrei? According to the Netziv, you're not allowed to, but you can say a perek and tilim and be mechaven that the Rabban Shalom should give a refuah to the Choyla. And the next time you say Shemona Esrei, right, you can be maske the Choyla. Yeah.
Rashi understood
the Shiltas for the Barta Bom. You only need Dibur Mashmir Yoznov in Kriyashma. But in Shemona Esrei, you don't need Mashmir Yoznov. But Taisus doesn't learn like that, and the Netziv doesn't learn that that's Pshat in the Shiltas. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik was marked, that you have to be Mashmir Yoznov in the Shemona Esrei also. He said that there are some Rishonim who would hold that in the Yotze, if you're not Mashmir Yoznov. Yeah, there are some Rishonim who seem to Paskin that you have to be Mashmir Yoznov by Kriyashma. It seems to be against the Gemara. Gemara said Beferish. There's a double machlekes, Reb Yudah and Reb Yossi, in the Mishnah and Brachas. One is whether Mashmili Yoznav is Ma'akev, and one is Korav Eladiktek B'Yossi Yosel. You didn't pronounce everything properly. Mele'el, Mele'ra, all of us mispronounce a lot of words in Kriyashma. You pronounce every syllable, you pronounce every letter in the Kriyashma, but it's not grammatically correct the way we pronounce it. So the Gemara seems like it says the halacha is Lahakel in both. And Lohishmili Yoznav is also Yotzibiyevet. But some Rishonim must have had a different gusin. Some Rishonim say, Lohishmili Yoznav, you're not Yotzibiyevet, even Biyevet. And then if you don't hold like this Rashi's Pshat in the Shiltas, then it goes on Shemana Esrei also, that Lohishmili Yoznav, you're not Yotzibiyevet Shemana Esrei. So Rav Soloveitchik always used to be makvid about that. He used to say the Tfilah Balachash pretty much out loud. Has everybody heard him davening Tfilah Balachash? Anyway, we have such an idea. We have an obligation to hasten the coming of Mashiach. What, I have Mashiach in my pocket? I have control over Mashiach? What can I do to bring Mashiach? So one opinion in the Gemara is that the mitzvah Pirah V'Rivya, the nature of the mitzvah Pirah V'Rivya, is to hasten the coming of Mashiach because Ein V'David Bo, Ashiach L'Kol Nesham Mashiach B'Guf. Guf is a chamber in heaven where all the Jewish souls are located. And every time a Jewish baby is born, another soul comes. So one opinion in the Gemara, which we don't accept, one opinion in the Gemara is that even if one had children and they all died before they themselves had children, he was in fulfillment of Pirah V'Rivya, because the nature of the mitzvah is not to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation, like we assume, but rather the original nature of the mitzvah Pirah V'Rivya is to be Pur V'U Milus Ha'aretz V'Chibshua, to populate the world. Then when it came out in Torah, the nature of the mitzvah changed. It's only for Bnei Yisrael. No longer applies to the Umas Olam. And the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. According to the Magen Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, you're only in fulfillment of the mitzvah Pirah V'Rivya if you have Jewish children. If you had not Jewish children, not yet to the mitzvah. The Gemara says, a Gershon is Gai, V'hoi L'Banim B'Nochri Yuso. In Habal Yimimta, it's Machlegs Abyechon Rish Lokish, where the Yotze Pirah V'Rivya. We pass on like Rabbi Yechon that Yehoi Yotze Pirah V'Rivya. So the Rambam says, if Nizgai Rabban of Imo. So the Magen Mishnah says, of course, Le Nizgai Rabban of Imo. So how can you be Yotze Pirah V'Rivya with non-Jewish children? The whole nature of the mitzvah is to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. So the Gemara has a machlokes Amarim. So what Amarim holds, that's not the pshat. What Amarim holds, the nature of the mitzvah is to hasten the coming of Mashiach. So even Ahoy Labanim Amesu, before the children had their own children, he succeeded in hastening the coming of Mashiach, because another soul from the Guf, when that chamber in heaven, was brought down into this world, and Mashiach will come, Kishiyich l'kol neshama shebaguf, when all of those souls will be born. So that's the question. When Mashiach comes, all the souls will be used up, so no one's going to have any babies? The Jewish people are going to have babies, are going to have Goyisha babies, not going to be any Jewish souls. So they quote from that Rizal, no, we're going to start recycling. Gilgal neshamas. Going to start recycling. So the neshamas, the Mosa Mashiach, are going to be a recycling of the neshamas in the Dor HaMidbar, right after Maimon HaSinai. That's what they quote from the Arizal. And the women in the Dor HaMidbar were on a higher level than the men. The Gemara has a tradition, Mitzchus Nashim Tzidkanias Nigal Abaseinim in Mitzrayim, that the men, what, by the Meraglim, the men said Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. If it would have been women, the Nashim had a Chibas Aretz, the Menai Slavchad, and in Eretz Mitzrayim, the women preserved the Amuna and Geula, and the men were all of the Avodah Zarah. So, and the Chet HaEgel, the men were the ones who donated. The women didn't want to give anything to the Egel. So that's why the Arizal interprets the Pasuk in Navi, that Lasi Lavai, in the generation when Mashiach will come, the women will be on a higher madrega than the men, because we're going to be recycling the Neshamas.
How do we understand Gilgal with the Gemara that learns of
Right, the Gemara says Baruch Atah B'Vayecha, Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha. So the Gemara in Bab Metzia understands it to mean Baruch Atah B'Vayecha. Just like when you were born, you were Belichet. So too, when you'll die, Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha, you should be Belichet. Just like when you were born, you were Belichet. So in that Gemara, the Rashash has that comment, and he can't Ktsas Stira LeBalei HaGilgal. This Gemara seems to be a contradiction to those who believe in Gilgal, who says that when he was born he was Belichet. Maybe he had he's a Gilgal of a previous neshama. It's a good question anyway. But the Arizal says that he doesn't say it about now. He talks about Lasi Lavai. The generation of Mashiach will come, so all the neshamas will be used up already from the goof. They'll have to start recycling neshamas. That's what he interprets the pasuk Nekeva to save of Geber. So that's going on Lasi Lava, that the women will be on a higher madrega than the men, because they will be recycling the neshamas from the Dor HaMidbar, the first generation of Jews after Maimon HaSinai. So that generation, the women were on a higher madrega. That's what another comment from Arizal. They say it's going on now also. They are Gilgulim. Okay. So that's what their Rashash has this problem with the Pusik. The Gemara says, Baruch Atah B'Vayecha, just like B'Yacha Lo'ilam was B'Lichet, so Tzeischa Menelam should also be B'Lichet. It sounds like there's no such thing as Gilgal. Good question. Okay. It's a good question. Anyway, so we also assume that there is an obligation to hasten the coming of Mashiach. We don't hold that that's the nature of the mitzvah, period, Rivya. So what do we do? What can we do to hasten the coming of Mashiach? So the Rambam writes in, I think it's in Igeres Teiman, the Rambam writes, we daven every day in the Shemana Esra, Estemach Dovid Avdecha Me'eres HaTzmiach. HaKadosh Baruch has control over everything. So when we daven, we do the maximum that's in our power to hasten the coming of Mashiach. Just like one is mechuyev to be merapi the chayla. That's what bika chayla doesn't mean to visit the chayla. Bika chayla means to be merapi him. So if you don't offer a tefillah, you're not yotzi, because you haven't done the maximum in your power to heal him. So we have to do something to hasten the coming of Mashiach. The Hainu, we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who he controls when Mashiach is going to come. So every day we daven. Semach Dabar Avdecham Eres HaTzmiach. They say the name of Rav Elbala Soloveitchik, that once a nudnik, he didn't feel well, so someone came to me, Mevaka Chelem. So the guy stayed out and on and on and on. He didn't know how to get rid of him, so he kept on dropping a hint and another hint and another hint. Couldn't get rid of the guy, stayed on. So finally, he convinced him to leave. He told him a Shtigol Torah, that the Gemara says you shouldn't be Mevaka Chelem the first 3 hours of the day, the last 3 hours of the day. So if the day only has 12 hours, so 3 hours is 6 hours is out. So you only have 6 hours to be Mevaka Chelem. Then the Gemara says that Bik Chayim is so important, Afila Mea Pamim Bayom, even 100 times in a day. The Rav Elbala said, I always wonder, what's the minimum amount of time you have to visit by the Chayim? in order to be Yotze Bika Cholim. So he says, but we just chiseled off the first 3 hours. You're only left with 6 hours. Six times the 60 minutes in every hour. So six times 60 is how much?
360 minutes.
If you're going to visit 100 times in a day, so it's 3.6
minutes.
So you see a Yotze with 3.6 minutes? So the guy finally got the hint and he left. Yeah. They say such a story that that once Baron Rothschild came to visit Reb Shimon Sofer, was Marienbad for his health. So Baron Rothschild happened to be there, so he came to Bimbevach Echol, and then he left right away. So he said, what's he rushed to leave? So he said, because you're not supposed to be Matriach Echol too much, and the Gemara in Bava Metzia learns that from the Pasuk, V'haladai talayim v'sadecha shi'ocha bava samaysa she'yasun, Gemara says, v'sadecha shi'ocha bava zebik Echolim. So it means when you're mevakechel, you have to be on your way to leave. So he's not to be matriach lechel too much. A lot of times people mean well. They come to the hospital to be mevakechel. They stay too long. Shouldn't stay so long. Rashi has another comment on the opening pasuk. Who Yoshev Pesach Ohel Kechom Ayom? That Yoshev is written Choser. We have many drushes. The Gemara has many drushes on Choser and Mole. Why is it written Choser? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash. When the Shechina came, so Avraham Avinu wanted to stand up out of respect for the Shechina. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, shave, you should sit. That Elokim Nitzel Badaskel, that when there'll be a Bezdin judging Din Torah, so the Bezdin will sit, and the Shechina is a Nitzel, the Shechina will be present. So what does it have to do with the Shechina? The Shechina, okay, that I understand. What does it have to do with a Bezdin? Why is Avraham Avinu a Bezdin over here? What was he judging? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following, maybe al derech hadrash, that the malachim come to Avraham Avinu, and then they say they're on their way to Sodom to destroy the five cities because of their sins. So why did they have to pass by Avraham Avinu first? So the Gemara says in Yuma that Hillel was a very poor man, and nonetheless he was makbid to go to learn every day, and he hardly earned any money, so the few pennies that he earned he gave to the Shemah HaPesach in order to let him to learn. And one day he didn't have any money, so he was sitting on top outside, and then it snowed, and then he fell asleep in the snow. The whole story the Gemara has. Then the Gemara says there was another Tana who was extremely wealthy and had to take care of all of his real estate, all of the cities that he owned, and still he was a very makbid that he was going to learn. So the Gemara says Hillel is machayv the aniyim. And Rab Lezer, Rab Charisim, I think, I forgot who the other Tana was, is Machayv the Ashirim. What it means is, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechurin Yerim B'Riyosu. The Baruch Shalom brought us into this world, and he told us to do all the mitzvahs. If it's humanly impossible to observe the mitzvahs, the Baruch Shalom can't have any tainus against us. He only gives us mitzvahs that it's reasonable, it's possible to observe. So if it would be impossible for a poor man to dedicate himself to learning, the Rebbe Shalom couldn't have any tainus against the poor people, but Hillel mechayev aniyim. If Hillel did it, so you see, all the other poor people can do it as well. And if it would be impossible, humanly impossible, for an extremely wealthy person to sit and learn, because he has to spend all of his time with all of his real estate and all of his investments and all of his money in the bank and so on, so then the Rebbe Shalom couldn't have any tarumas against the wealthy people who are running their business all day long. They have no time to learn. But if there was one Tana, if there was one person who was extremely wealthy, he was able to find time to learn. So that person is L'chaiv the Ashim. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had to send the Malachim to see, is it humanly possible to live in that region in Eretz Yisrael to be an honest person? So the Malachim come to Avraham Avinu. He's a nice guy, he's a Baal Chesed, he gives Doki, he invites in the Haknos Zorachim, everything nice. Then they go down the road, then you have Sodom V'Amora, and they're miserable. So in a certain sense, Avraham Avinu was Mechayiv, the five cities. He wasn't a din Torah. He wasn't judging them, but in a certain sense, he was Mechayiv them. Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe that's what the Medrash means to say. The Bikish Lamed out of Kavod Hashchina, and then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told him, Sheva Tassima Levanecho, in a certain sense, you are Mechayiv them. You gave the Psak Din. You didn't say a word, but you gave the Psak Din. The Malachim came to visit you to see if it's humanly possible to live in this region and to be an honest person, and they see that it is possible. So therefore, we're going to destroy all of the five cities.
Is that learned from the Chaser of Yashan?
Yeah. Bikish Lamed, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to sit.
And it should be. What does Yoshe versus Yashan mean? What does that mean?
I don't know exactly how the Chachamim understood it from that word, but that's what they see. They see that in the phrase. Bikish Lam, right? Ibn Shalom told him a shave. I don't know. How do you see that from the fact that it's chasa? I don't know. So then Avraham Avinu thought that these people were human beings, so he invites them in. He thought he's doing the mitzvah of Hachnasa Sorchim. There is a mitzvah of Hachnasa Sorchim. In Shulchan Aruch, you have certain kulis in your day, Chelek Aleph. The Ramoa has for the Ashkenazim a lot of chumras. Mikra din, it's really like the Mechaba said. And then he throws in a lot of chumras. But then he says, Mikra din, it's really muta. So if you have orchim, if you have guests eating by you, and because of your chumri, you're not going to have anything to give the guests, so then you revert back to the Ikra din, you give the guest a tray for food. Now you give the guest the food that's Mikra din, it's kosher. You should give them the food that's really kosher. You should eat the questionable food. Okay. So the Ramah explains over there that the mitzvah pachnos sorchim means the only fulfillment of the mitzvah if you invite in a guest who doesn't live in the neighborhood, he doesn't have his own food. I invite the next door neighbor, I invite my friends, my relatives who live down the block, they have enough money, they have enough food in the house. I have a good time when I have the friends, but I'm not, they have a good time also when they visit by me. We all kibitz together, we all talk Lashon Hara together, it's very gishmak, yeah. So we all have a good time, but that's not the mitzvah, that's a different mitzvah, Lashon Hara. That's not the mitzvah of Achnasa Zach. Achnasa Zach is a guy comes to town, he has no place to stay, so someone puts him up. So that's called Achnasa Sarchim. The Malachim didn't have any food with them. So that was Achnasa Sarchim. But if you have a guy who lives next door, he has his own food, but you want to give him a good time, that's not really, that's a different mitzvah, but that's not the mitzvah, that's not really the mitzvah of Achnasa Sarchim. The Medrash points out, Rashi quotes it, when Avraham Avinu invites them, they should come and eat. So they say right away, okay, Kenta Sekasha Dibarta. Later in the parsha, when they go to Lot, and Lot says, why should you stay outside? Come in. So they say, no. Ki barchov novin. How come by Avraham Avinu they said yes, and by Lot they said no? So the Gemara has the comment. Mikan, from this pasuk you see, Mesarvin lekotan, they Mesarvin legodol. Avraham Avinu was an Adam Godel. So they, in principle, they really would like to be on their own. The Malachim weren't. They were interested in looking at Avraham Avinu to see, to judge, is it possible to be an honest person in business? Some people say in business, it's impossible to be honest, but there are some people in business who are honest. So it's possible for everybody to be honest also. You can be successful in business and be honest at the same time. So they only came to be spectators. They didn't need to eat by Avraham Avinu, but he insisted they're not going to eat, going to make believe that they're eating. So since he insisted, he was an Adam Godel, so they said, Ken tasa kasha dibarta. But Lloyd wasn't such an important person, so Mesarvin Lekotan, Derech Eretz dictates that it's not proper to be Mesarv to an Adam Godel. You're permitted to be Mesarv to a Kotan, but it's not right to be Mesarv to a Godel. There's a Taisis Mesochim that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Taisis has a rife in the Gemara Mesochim that even though the rule is Ein Mesarvin Lekotan, but what if the Godel is Mechabin me to do a Dover Shal Kovid, a tremendous Kovid? It gives me Aseres Adibris. The Kriyas Aseres Adibris. That's for the rabbi. So that you're permitted to be Mesarv. He tells me I should sit all the way in the Mizrach Band, where I don't belong over there. So then Taisis shows from the Gemara that Mesarv and Legodl also. If the Godl is being Mechabed you to do Adobish Yeshbo Gdulo Asrora, and major Kovet, then it's permissible to be Mesarv. But here, Avram and Lot, but not, they're inviting them to come and eat. It's not Adobish Yeshbo Asrora Gdulo. So Mesarv and Lekotam, they Mesarv and Legodl. What did he serve them? The Medrash talks about that. When the Rebbeinu Shalom was giving the Torah at Har Sinai, he was going to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Bnei Yisrael, so the Malachim said, the whole parak in the beginning of Tilim, Malachim said, Asher Tenohot Chal HaShemayim, don't give the Torah to the human beings, give the Torah to the Malachim. So the Medrash says, Rebbeinu Shalom said, but you ate Basam B'Cholof, how can I give the Torah to you? You violated the laws of Basam B'Cholof. So that's a famous issue. Did they violate? It says, Ve'ikachem v'cholov v'ben abokar shirasa. Game fleshiks and bilchiks. Doesn't the Medrash say that Kiyam Avraham Avinu kala tarukula ashulay nitnos? The Akam is giving them basa v'cholov. So in the end of Chelek Aleph Yerideya, in the Vilna Yerideya, we all have the Vilna. Remember when I was chazering for my bechin in Yerideya, so there was one of the students in my class who'd never bought the Yerideya. he just sat and he listened to Rabbi Soloveitchik's shirim. And then he bought it to bar mayor that he realized he's going to borrow it for the last 3 weeks of right before the b'chinas. He bar my little yeridah. I didn't have. So I was chazering in my father's yeridah. My father had a Lemberger yeridah. The whole page is totally different. It doesn't have to be a roga. Everything is totally different. So in the Vilna edition, that's what we all have, the Vilna edition of the yeridah, in the end, to have like we have in the Vilna edition, where we have the Cheshek Shlomo in the end, but Shlomo LeVilna, he was the one who was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. I don't know if he was the Magia on the Yeriday, also could be, I'm not familiar. So they have in the end, Cheshek Shlomo. So he quotes from the Malbim on this pasuk. Ben Abakar she'osa Abraham, what does it mean, she'osa? Basha p'shata she'tikein. That he cooked the flesh, he shechted it, he cooked the flesh, he salted it, whatever. He prepared it. So he quotes from the Malbim, Asherasa means that he created the animal b'sefer yitzira. Avraham Avinu knew how to mix chemicals together and come up with artificial flesh. So artificial flesh, that's not ben achaben, from Sheshes Mei Breishes, from the original behemoth, is parva. So that's what Rabbi Shlomo LeVilna quotes in the name of the Malbim. That's why he was permitted to serve fleshiks and milchiks together, because the flesh was parva flesh. It's Negel Alocha now. They're trying to make this artificial meat. But the question is, it starts off with a little piece of meat. So you have to find out exactly what the chemistry is. If you mix together chemicals, you make artificial meat. So then the Malbim says, that sounds, makes sense, that artificial meat is part of it. But that's the question. What about the meat that they have now? What about an artificial human being? What if you create a goylem? The Gemara says that they knew, they had access to Sefer Yetzirah, so they knew how to mix chemicals together and make a goylem. So the Chacham Tzvi has a famous humorous tshuva. If a person makes a goylem and you need a tenth man for the minyan, can you be mitzarv the goylem to the minyan? How can you be mitzarv to him? His mother is Jewish? Is he Jewish? So he says, he raises the possibility that Hamagadol ben Chaveiro, Hamalamed ben Chaveiro Torah, Hamagadol ben Chaveiro, Malal Orkasol Kili Yolodo. I mean, if I adopt a non-Jewish child and I teach him Torah and I raise him, he becomes Jewish without converting him? You have to convert him. If you don't convert, if you adopt a non-Jewish child, you raise him, he doesn't become Jewish automatically. What's the Havamina of the Chacham Tzvi? No one knows exactly what the Havamina is. That's his suffix. He has a short tshuva. Can you be mitzarf a goylem to the minyan based on the Gemara in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin that Hamagadol ben Chaveiro, Malal Lavakasa Kili Yolodo. Okay, good. So the Chazon Ish comments on this suffix of the Chacham Tzvi is quoted in the Be'heitev has in the middle, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. They have all the dinim of davening, so it starts with Pesukah Zimra, Bechas Hashachar, Pesukah Zimra, and then it says Yishtabach and Kaddish and Baruchu. So you need a minyan. So then it tells you who's mitzarv to a minyan. So the Be'heitev quotes this suffix from the Chacham Tzvi. So the Chazon Ish writes, the whole thing is a mistake. He thinks that Goylem is Bechlal, not a human being. Forget that he's not Jewish. He's not a human being at all, but all right, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Rava Bara Gavra, Rava knew how to make a Goylem based on Sefer Yetzirah. Then he saw that this Goylem wasn't able to carry on a conversation. Didn't have the Koyach HaDibur. So he killed him. So he said, how can he kill? He can't kill a Nochri either. How are you allowed to kill him? So you see, he doesn't have the status of a human being. A human being means a human being is born from another human being. Let's say if you would make a test tube baby, they make a test tube baby, but they put the egg that's fertilized, they put it back into a woman's body. What if they'll make a test tube baby without putting it into a woman's body? So it could be that it wouldn't be a human being. Maybe we have the din like a goylem, that it's mutal harga. Anyway, the same as the Malbim says over here. That's what the Chazon Ish Malbim says about flesh, that if you make a ben abakar she'asa Avraham, you make a behem with a sefer yitzira, that's artificial flesh is parvo. So the same the Chazon Ish claims, if you make a goylem, it doesn't have the status of a human being.
Wasn't the message there, though, wasn't the discussion when Moshe would get the Torah, so didn't they say that he ate meat and milk?
Yeah, the message says that Baruch Shalom said, I can't give you the Torah because he ate basa b'cholam. Yeah.
Obviously it was basa b'cholam.
Yeah, I don't know. So the Malbim tries to say, not like the Medrash. He assumes that there's another Medrash that disagrees. I'm not familiar. I don't know where. And I looked up the Malbim. I just saw the Cheshek Shlomo in the end of my Yoredeya quotes this Malbim.
first?
Right, right. That's how it says. He gave first the milk, then the flesh. Yeah. Maybe that's the answer. Okay. Yeah. So then they told them, Shava Shavalacha Keis Chaya, your wife Sarah is going to have a baby. And then Sarah was laughing. How can I have a baby? My husband is so old, it's not sure if they should have a baby. Then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell over to Avraham Avinu? He tells him, Lashon Hara, he tells him, your wife said you're so old, it's not sure if you should have a baby. That's the way to win friends and influence people. I tell someone, that's Rechilus. I tell you what the other one said about you. My husband is so old. So the Baruch Shalom didn't say exactly what he didn't say about Doin Yitzchak. He said, "Vanizah can't hear." The Baruch Shalom changed it. The Gemara learns out from here that it's mutal l'shanas ben pnei Dr. Sholem.
Why did Sarah think she couldn't have a child? She was still a nida, because she obviously still was able. I think Rashi said she was still a nida. That's why she couldn't touch the bread.
Right.
So then she should have realized she
was
able to have a kid.
Yeah, Rashi learns, not bitmiyah. I'm an old lady, but I had my period again. I just had this man, my period again. However, I'm not a problem, but Dainizok and my husband is a problem. So then, the Rabban Shalom didn't tell that to Avraham Avinu. Rabban Shalom said, Vanizokanti. But that's not at all what she said. She said, I am restored to my youth, but my husband is still an old man. Exactly. Exactly. That's how the Gemara understands the Pshat and the Pasuk. The Gemara says that you don't always have to tell the truth. A lot of times the truth hurts people. So there's no mitzvah always to tell the truth. Sometimes it's mutar l'shanes, but pnei dak yisholem.
Yeah, like either the husband or the lying or telling the truth.
What's what?
What's the name? Is it a lav or a lie? In general.
There's a lav, l'shan shakri ish b'misa. That lav goes on not denying that you owe money. That's to cheat someone in money. But someone asks me, how much the yeshiva pay me, my salary? I can make up whatever I want. That's none of his business. I don't have to tell him. That's a different din. That's not based on psukim mechomish, by telling a lie goes telling a lie to cheat the government. I'm not going to pay my taxes. I'm not going to pay you. You say, I owe you $1,000. Pay the money. I say, I'm broke. I have no money. So that's a lie. I really do have the money. So that's losin shakar ish b'misa. Not to say sheker, not to pay the money that you owe. It's an Issa Gezel, in other words, not to say sheker, to withhold the money that you really owe, but to say sheker, stamazai, that's a different Issa. That's the Issa, a pasuk in Treyosa. Sheris Yisrael, asa avlo, v'lo yadabru kosov. The Jewish people try to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'halachta b'drachov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is known to be chosomash al HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. He tries always to be extremely honest. So it's an isa midus, bin adam liatzma. It's an isa midus to tell a sheker. It's not negir to dinim aminus, so usually it's not proper. But when it comes to midus, a lot of times there's a conflict between one mida and the other. So darkish shalom is an important mida. So the mida of darkish shalom outweighs the mida of midas aminus. Muta l'shanus mepnei darkish shalom. The Gemara says also it's a mitzvah to tell a lie, b'puryav yishpiza. Sometimes it's a mitzvah to tell a lie. Whenever anivus and whenever tznius comes in conflict with midas or emes, also it's a mitzvah to tell a lie. And midas, there often is there will be a conflict between one mida and the other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also shalom v'mereimov. By the Baruch Shalom, somehow, all the midas don't conflict with each other. They're shalom. But by human beings, there's always a steer between one mida and the other. So we have to weigh and measure which mida takes precedence under these certain circumstances. A white lie, no? Okay.
The
Rabban Shalom said the opposite here, according to the Medrash. Achrei b'loise, hoise liednos b'nichusa. I just had my period again. I was restored back to my youth. My husband is old. Then Rabban Shalom said just the opposite, that she said, Aniza kamti, I'm too old. That's the opposite from what she said. That's sheker, yeah.
But also, don't we, first of all, to change something for the sake of shalom, so that's if otherwise there wouldn't have been shalom. Hashem was kind of like volunteering this information here, why did Hashem say anything regarding
why did he say anything? The whole thing is Lashon Hara. The whole thing, why did he have to tell Avraham Avinu that his wife was laughing, that she doesn't have a muna? So that's why they quote the drasha from Rav Moshe Feinstein, that the Gemara says in, where's the Gemara? Pesachim, I think, that it's not a violation of Lashon Hara if someone tells me something negative about my Talmidim, and they think I can have a hashpoah on the Talmidim. To tell a stranger about, to tell someone something negative about someone else is Lashon Hara, but if it's L'Toelis Labo, then it's Muta. So to tell the Rebbe, Lashon Hara, about, or let's say, Yosef HaTzadik told the father, Lashon Hara, Yosef is the bosom El Avihim. Why did he tell the Lashon Hara about the other brothers? So the Mefarshim explained, because he wanted the father to give them Teichacha. See, and the Chavetz Chaim has in the Sefer, Chavetz Chaim, he has all the rules. You're allowed to tell the father if the father has an influence on his children. If you tell over, if you don't exaggerate, and you tell it over L'Shem Shemaim, in order that the Rebbe or the father should give Teichacha. See here, that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says, that Avraham Avinu was the Rebbe of Sarah. He was the husband. Okay, well, see, I had to make him into the Rebbe. He's the husband of Sarah. And the Rabban Shlom thought that it's Avraham Avinu should give the Teichacha to Sarah. So that's why it was permissible under these circumstances. It was permissible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell over the Lashon Hara. But when he told over the Lashon Hara about Sarah, Lama Zetzochak Sarah, he didn't tell over exactly. He was Mishana what she said. But that was Matnei Darkei Sholem.
And what about
The Olas too can go on Mominus, but the Asher Ketichah goes not to cheat someone a moment. But the Issa telling a lie, it is an Issa. To cheat on an exam. Cheat on an exam is a Pashtus, it has nothing to do with Pashim Shad. It has nothing to do with Geneva's Das. Geneva's Das, the Pashtus in the Gemara, means to fool someone into believing that I did him a favor, in exchange for which he's probably going to return a favor to me, and I didn't deserve any favor return. I didn't do a favor. My wife had a baby, so I walked 2 miles. I walked 2 hours to the hospital to visit my wife. Then I hear someone else upstairs. Six. I walk upstairs, and I say, I walked 2 hours in order to visit you. So the guy says, what a good friend. So later, sometime in the future, he's probably going to repay that favor. So I fooled him into believing that I did a favor, and he's going to return the favor. So that's Geneva's Das. He's going to give me back something in exchange, which I don't deserve. But if I cheat on an exam, it's not proper to cheat. And sometimes I'm going to get the award in math or physics or biology based on cheating. So, and really another guy deserves the reward. So that's Mamish Gezel. I'm going to get a job later down the road. I'm going to get a job in a big company based on Sheker, and I didn't deserve the job. They want someone who really knows his stuff, not a guy who knows how to cheat. They need someone to do the work in their company who knows the stuff. And it's an Issa Midas, that's an Issa Gezel. I get the job that someone else should have gotten. I get the award at graduation. I get the kovet. Someone else, sometimes they give kovet in kovet on the moment, sometimes the kovet is only kovet on the duma. They just put your name down that you're the best student. So the other guy deserved the kovet, whatever kind of kovet they're giving. So, and then there's an Isamidus also, not to be a chakra, and that's Jerry Sisole, Asa'aba, Wallahi Dabu Kozab, that's a Pasuk in Navi. The Gemara Kiddushin quotes that Pasuk about doing Sheker. That's an Isamidus, Valachta Bidrachav. That's an Isamidus, which is important. Valachta Bidrachav is one of the most important mitzvahs. Yes?
Doesn't the Gemara use Midrash Sheker to your house in reference to saying, Ha'anov Chasuda, it's not a Yimamanus?
The Gemara quotes that Midrash Sheker Tirchak. I don't know. That's a good question because I think the Rishayim assume Midrash Sheker Tirchak really only goes on Mominus, only goes on Sheker and Mominus. What? I mean that's exactly where we don't pass them like Beishama. Could be.
No, but I think even over there.
Then the Torah says the way the Rabban Shalom is going to wipe away, we're going to destroy Sidayim Va'amoira because of their sins. So Avraham Avinu is mispavel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not destroy them. These are wicked people. These are Bali Aver. And still, Avraham Avinu feels that the human beings have tzelem alakim. You have to be mispalal that Baruch Hashem should give him a break. If someone is a roidef, someone's out to kill me, don't daven and give him a break. He's a roidef. But if a guy's a Bali Aver, he's an Ovid Avad Azor. Even though the Anshei Sdom were working against the interest of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu is trying to preach monotheism to the public, and he has a nefesh asher asa b'charon, and Rashi quotes in the Medrash, he was megayer people, he was preaching monotheism, and they're trying to teach people to do avodah zarah, but they're not right a thing Avraham Avinu. We should be sad when a reform Jew or a conservative Jew is suffering or dies, we have to be mispal for them as well. The two brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Shvein Avinu Sarasech, we pray in the plural. Baruch Shalom should help us all do tshuva. And then you have Olam HaShirim, they should all drop dead. So there's a contradiction over here. How come we don't pray they should all do tshuva? So some are hardcore Rishoyim. There's such Bali Avera, it's not sharp to straighten them out. So on them we pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu should wipe them out. And others are Bali Avera, but there's Shaykh that they should do tshuva. So we pray that Baruch Shalom should help them to do tshuva. So Avraham Avinu thought that over here, maybe they're the Madrega Bali Avera, but they can straighten out. So he prayed that Ribbono Shel Olam should have Rachmanis and let them survive, not to kill them, and they should be Chozer Metshuva. Didn't work. Gemara says, so they destroyed the cities. Wow. Hashem himtir al Sodom. What does it say? Va Hashem himtir. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Hu beis dinoi. The Vav is a Vav achibor. Va Hashem hu beis dinoi. So the Mefarshim explain, when the Pasuk says that God did something negative, so we usually don't want to attribute it to Hashem. We say, the Bezen Shalmaila did it. When it's something wonderful, so you say, the Rebbeinu Shalom did it. With something terrible, so you say, the Bezen Shalmaila did it. It's a euphemism. How does the Pasuk say in Bereshis? Reikra l'kim l'or yom l'achoshach kora loyla. So or is something positive. So it says, v'yikra l'kim l'or yom. Then laila doesn't say, v'yikra l'kim l'alayla. Choshach la. V'la'alayla, how does it say, v'la'achoshach kora laila. Means the Rebbeinu Shalom, but it ain't HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masker Shmo Al Aro. It does mention his name, so that's the same over here. How does it say? Esmi Ashlach, it says in the beginning of Yirmiyah, I think. Esmi Ashlach, Umi Yelach Lonu. Why? Because Yirmiyah Navi was going to give Nevuas L'Tayv and was going to give Nevuas L'Ro. So Esmi Ashlach, whom should I send to give the Nevuas L'Tayv? Mi Yelach Lonu, who's going to go for the Bezon Shalmaila to give the bad news? Whenever it's bad news, so the Bezon Shalmaila is giving the bad news. Whenever it's good news, so the Baruch Shalom does it in person. That's how the Mukubalim explained it. That's what this idea means, Vashem Hu Beis Dino. It's not always the case. Sometimes it says Vashem by Dovashel Toivo, but that's how they comment over here. So the cities were destroyed. And says, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker El Hamokam Shomach Shamas Pnei Hashem. He goes and he's going to daven in the same place that he was davening yesterday. The Gemara Brochus learns out from here that Avraham Avinu was Kaveh Mokam Letvilosai. Gemara also learns out Asha Omacham, that the Tvila should be Bamido. He should daven in a standing position. Omach Shomach Shamas Pnei Hashem. The Gemara has there a lashon that kol hakaveh makom letvilosa laki Avraham bi Ezroi, because we learn it out from Avraham Avinu, and when such a person dies, such a tzaddik dies who was always makbid about kaveh makom letvilosa, so the Gemara says when we deliver the hesped, so we should say he chasid he onav talmidu shel Avraham Avinu. He followed in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. Where do you see humility? He chasid he onav. Why is this an indication of humility? That he's kaveh makom letvilosa. So the tzlach has an interesting interpretation. different mafarshim try to give different suggestions. What does it have to do with humility? So the Tzlach suggests that maybe the pshat is like this. The person is humble, so he really feels that he doesn't deserve to have his prayers answered. But he davens in the same location that he always davens, so that today's prayer should be mitzuref with all the other prayers that he offered there. So with the koyach of all of the tefillahs together, he's asking that his prayer should be answered. So that's an indication of humility. I remember one of the Rabbanim in Brooklyn visited Tannersville in the summer. So the shul in Tannersville has a distinction that big tzaddikim used to daven there. Rabbi Hanan Wasserman, one of them is in America, and Rabbi Shimon Shkop, and I think Rabbi Moshe Bartche Epstein, if I'm not mistaken. They were big Rabbanim. They always used to stay by the Goldings in New York and by the Goldings in the country, and they had their summer home was... And they moved the shul. The shul used to be halfway in between Tannersville and Hunter, and they moved the shul that it should be right next to their home. So one of the rabbanim said he feels that in the schus of all the tefillahs of Rabbi Hanan Wasserman, Rabbi Shimon Shkop, and all the tzaddikim, his tefillah should be accepted also. It's kedai to daven in such a location. Based on this Tzlach's suggestion, that this is an indication of anivus, if the person feels that he's not worthy, that his prayer should be answered, he feels that they should be mitzurf with all the other prayers.
Okay. Could that be what Shema Kolein was saying? Like, we already offered it, like, obviously that we want Hashem to answer our prayer, but like, if we're saying the next day Shema Kolein was going to use the tefillos that we've offered before.
So what does it mean?
That's guessing. That is saying that maybe that's what's asking, that like, even tefillos that we offered yesterday before, that Hashem should... Like, it should be the size of today's
prayer. Could be. Could be that that's what it means. Parsha is very interesting. When you read the Parsha, you get the impression that Lot was a tzaddik, but he wasn't that great a tzaddik. He was destroying the cities. So in the schools of his uncle Avram, it's only in the schus of Avram Avinu that Lot was nitzal on his own. He would perhaps not have deserved to have a hatzalah. That's what it sounds like in the pasuk. And Lot and his daughters, the daughters thought that the whole world was destroyed. There's no Avram Avinu. Ishem baratz sheyavo aleinu kederach kol haaretz. They thought it's like in the days of Adam Arishon that Cain and Hevel had to marry their sisters. There was no one else there. There was no one else there to marry, so they figured they have to sleep with their father in order to keep mankind going. They thought the whole world was destroyed. There's no Avraham Avinu, there's no one. No one is around. They're the only ones. They thought they're the only ones. So the Gemara says, since from their perspective, they thought that they're saving the world, so they did mamish a mitzvah pikuach nefesh. They're saving the whole world. So the Bechira, who slept with the father the first night, deserved more reward. They both deserved reward. But the Bechira deserved Bishvil Sheikdima Laila Echod. She was with the father the night earlier than the younger daughter. So that's why the descendants of Ammon joined the Jewish nation before the descendants of Moab. Or the reverse, the descendants of Moab entered before the descendants of Ammon. Rusam Aviyah entered before Namo Amoinus, yeah. So they were rewarded. But to make such a mistake, they thought that they're the only ones who survived. And the Pasuk says the truth of the matter was that it was only in the schus of Avraham Avinu. A lot of people think that they're saving the world. Rabbi Soloveitchik once spoke at a Chag HaSmicha. So he said, the rabbi shouldn't develop a Messiah complex to think that they're saving the whole world. And therefore, he allowed to cut corners, allowed to be mezalzal a little bit over on this thing, on that thing, because we're going to accomplish our NCSY. They think they're accomplishing so much that they can be mekel on Amir Yaakov and mekel on this and mekel on that. You shouldn't be mekel on anything. Yet. So he said, if you'll get a few balabatim to be Shomer Shabbos and get a few people to send the children to yeshiva, schorchem harbim yoit. So you deserve big credit. But you shouldn't think they're saving the whole world. Therefore, there's room to be mekel. Sometimes people don't see the whole picture. They just have such a poor vision. They just see a little bit of the picture and they have a mistake. The daughters of Lot thought that they're saving the whole world. Yeah.
Why is Lot like looked upon like he was only saved like Avram? He did like a big thing when he was like the gate. I guess maybe he became the gatekeeper, so like he could invite guests into his house. without anyone realizing. And then the Malachim tried to refuse him, and he almost like forced him to his house. Against like the whole
thing. Why is he so big?
I'm saying why does it say that the merit that he didn't tell Sarah that he was that he did tell
that they were married.
That Sarah did that he was saved. This is like a bring the Malachim to his
house. I don't know. The Gemara mentions Lot to talk about a shikar. Mi sheigia l'shikrusa shel Lot is whatever he does, if he does a mitzvah, he does an avera, he's at that time he's not expressing das. If he does mekar chamemkar, nothing is chal. Takes a neder, nothing is chal. So they mention that's the sheigia l'shikrusa shel Lot, that he doesn't even know what he's doing, doesn't realize what he's doing. What? Yeah. But apparently, they're not embarrassed to talk about the negative aspects of Lot. Apparently, he wasn't such a wonderful person. It said, "Vayisa Lot mikedem," a last week, etc. That when Avraham Avinu said that there's friction between Bein Roya, Bein Roecha, between the different shepherds, so he said, "There's enough room for everybody here in Eretz Yisrael. Wherever you go, it's fine." So it says, "Vayisa Lot mikedem." So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, he left Kadmonu Shaloylam. Kolzman, he was together with Avraham Avinu, so he was acting based on the preachings of Avraham Avinu about monotheism. And then when they separated, he gave up the whole monotheism, goodbye and good luck, no more. So it sounds like he was back to Avodah Zarah, like the rest of the world was back to Avodah Zarah. That's how the Chazal had a picture of Lot. They didn't have a wonderful picture of him. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know. Then Avraham Avinu has another Asik. Avimelech Melech Gror takes Sora. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him in a dream, Bachalom Alayla. The woman is an Eshesish. Why does it say Be'ulas Baal? It should say Be'hi Eshesish. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns from here that although by Jews there are three forms of Kiddushin, the case of Shtar and Bia, but Kodem Matan Torah by the Binanach, there's only Be'ulas Baal Yesh Lahem, Nichnas Ilchub Balei Nivolo Ein Lahem. They only have Kiddushi Bia, they don't have Kiddushi Shtar, they don't have Kiddushi Kesef. By Jews, there's Erisin, there's Nisuin. And there are other forms of kiddushin, and we prohibit kiddushin bia. The Gemara says, "Rab mangar amanim kaddish bebia." We don't allow you to be kaddish bebia with the rabbanon, but by the bnei noach, that's all you have. It's only kiddushin bia. The Gemara in Baba Kama in Perak Achaybel says, "Achaybel machaver has to pay chamisha dvarim." But whenever you do an avla bin adam machavero, and then you decide you want to do tshuva, it dawns on the person that he should do tshuva. It's not sufficient that he does tshuva. He speaks to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. He has to ask forgiveness. He has to ask mechila from the person whom he had ba'aveled. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avimelech Melech Gror, V'yispalel ba'atcho v'chayei. Apologize to Avraham Avinu and ask him that he should daven for you. It's interesting. We have tefillah. Here he's davening for someone else. Usually tefillah you daven for yourself. The Gemara talks about Mishi Yesh L'chola B'soch Beisa Yetzoch Yelech Eitzol Chocham V'Yivakash Olav Rachman. You should go to a Talmud Chocham, has a greater Kerech HaTefillah than other people. And the Talmud Chocham is going to be Mispalel for you. So here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avimelech Melech Gror, apologize to Avraham Avinu, and he will have to daven on your behalf. V'Chayei, and you will survive. Yispalel Ba'atcho V'Chayei, I'll let you live. If he doesn't daven for you, I'm not going to let you live. You have to ask mechila from him. The Gemara learns out that din from this pasuk. Whenever you do an avla bin adam haavero, you have to ask mechila. That was the suffix that the Menchas Chinuch raises. Many assume that the Aseres Adiros will be written five on one law, five on the other law. That's how you usually have on the parochas. You have 1 to 5 on one side, and 6 to 10 on the other side. Other versions in the Medrash say not so. Other versions say they're all Aseres Adiros. Were written for each one of the luchos of heaven was a cube. Amo alamo alamo, the Medrash says, and one version of the Medrash has that the Aseres Adibros in its entirety appeared 8 times, on all 4 sides of that cube and all 4 sides of that cube, not 5 and 5. But the way it appears on the Pareches is that it was five on one and five on the other one. And some of the Mefarshim say the first five are Ben Adam HaMakom and the second five are Ben Adam HaChaver. And the end of the first five is Kibbut Aviyim. So that's on the assumption that Kibbut Aviyim is a mitzvah Ben Adam HaMakom. That's the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. Is Kibbut Aviyim a mitzvah Shebin Adam HaChaver? We owe a debt of gratitude to our parents for bringing us into the world, for raising us and taking care of us and so on. Or is not, perhaps it's not Ben Adam HaChaver. Maybe it's only Ben Adam HaMakom. That Shlosh Yishut from Yesh Bo Adam. And by being mechabed, the Gemara says, by being mechabed the parents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invisible. By being mechabed one's parents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept it, will take it as if they had gone out of the way to be mechabed him. So maybe it's really a mitzvah bein olam l'makom. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch has that sort. If a person didn't treat his parents properly, he didn't mistreat them, he gets married and he moves away and goodbye. He never calls his parents, he never sells them any, and sends them any photographs of the grandchildren. Just has no shaykhs but the parents. Like he moved away from the community, has no shaykhs but the rest of the people in the community. So it's not that he did an avla to the parents, but he didn't fulfill Kibbut Aviyim. So the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. If it ever dawns upon him that he should be chayzer b'tshuva, does he have to ask mechila from the parents? Because he violated an aver ben adam l'chaveira. Or maybe not, maybe it's only ben adam l'makom. And he should stop doing the avera, but he doesn't have to ask them mechila. So that's his diyun. Is it Ben Adam HaMakom, Ben Adam HaChaveroi, Nafkimina for the tshuva? Because in order to do tshuva on Ben Adam HaChavero, Mishnah says even if the Mazik and the Chayvel, even if he pays all the money that he's supposed to pay, he doesn't get a Mechila Sa'oven until he asks Mechila. That's what it says here. He's Palil Batcho Becheye. You better ask him, apologize to him. And he will daven for you. Why does it say Hashavei says Yishki Novihu? And if he's not a Navi, you don't have to give him his wife back. The Yisr Eish Yisish doesn't only apply if the husband is a Navi, even if he's a Balabas also. Why is the Navi whom? So there's a Tshuva in the Ramah, where the Ramah Epis has a suggestion that's very questionable, the Halacha. There's a Din of Saita Asur Al Bailo. Does it apply to Bnei Noach? Saita Eish Yisish is Insa, not allowed to Asur Al Bailo. That's very questionable whether it applies to Bnei Noach. So the and did it apply Kodem Matan Torah? Did Avraham Avinu observe that din? So the Ramah interprets Hashav Eishes Ish, and he will certainly take it back. Inovihu, and he knows that you didn't touch him. If he wouldn't be a Navi, he wouldn't be able to take it back because you would be a Sekta Sofik. But now that he's a Navi, he knows Baruch HaKodesh. That's the question: is that Ois Gehalt Nal Pi Din? If there's a real Sofik about an Iser, and a person knows b'koyach hanavua, he knows b'ruach hakodesh that something is muta, he's allowed to paskin, he's allowed to follow that. That's the story that we spoke about the Baal Shem Tov, that the daughter of the Rebbe Yehuda used to go visit all the time by the Baal Shem Tov, and they lived in the same village, and she never told her father, because he was very opposed to the whole movement. Baal Shem Tov was a cousin of Mrs. Rebbe Yehuda. So the one fine day, they heard that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh had passed away in Eretz Yisrael a month earlier, till the news reached Poland. So then that day, the daughter went to her father, and she told him, I want you to know that he always visited by the Baal Shem Tov. I knew it was against your wishes, but I didn't listen to you. And I want you to know that he had Aruch HaKadosh, because a month ago, we didn't know when the Aruch Chaim died. We just found out today, he died a month ago. She said, a month ago, I was visiting by him. In the middle of a conversation, he stood up and he ripped Kri and he sat down. It had nothing to do with the conversation we were talking about. And now it's a Gloy Milson and my friend that's exactly when the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh died in Eretz Yisrael. He died near Yerushalayim. So obviously he has Aruch HaKadosh. So the Navi Yehuda was very upset why his daughter had fooled him all along. So he said, he blurted out, he said he was Oivam Bal Tashchis. If you ripped, you're not allowed to rip Kriya based on Aruch HaKadosh. You only rip Kriya if you're there, B'shas Tzias Neshama, or you hear from an Eid Echad Nemon that the person died. So they went and they told the Baal Shem Tov what the Nadiv Yehuda said. So he said, I was there, B'shas Tzias Neshama. He was in Poland. He said, I was there, B'shas Tzias Neshama. It's unclear. There in Dor HaChaim, HaKadosh originally came from Morocco. So by the Moroccans, they tell this story this is a problem. As Astir, the Moroccans tell the story that he died on a Shabbat. So someone checked it, no? Someone looked it up. Yeah, they say he died on a Shabbos, and when the Baal Shem Tov washed him till the Sadaim for Shalashudas, he already knew that the Rechaim had died, because at the time he was washing the Tilas Yadayim, it was Nizgalah to him a certain sod in Yoni Kabbalah, and Yoni Tilas Yadayim, that he knew only one person in a generation knows, and he knew that he didn't know it until then because the Rechaim knew it, and obviously he realized now the Rechaim must have passed away. That's how we know. Yeah, but if he found out on Shabbos, he wouldn't read Kriya on Shabbos. There's a pshatik on Astira in the stories.
So what's the pshat that Eliyahu is going to come and be mitaris, or if he's not, how's he
going to
do it?
Eliyahu is going to be mitaris what?
All the kashas.
The Rishonim have it like that. In the Shita Mukubetzes on Gittin, which I don't think is printed yet, the Chido quotes it from Aksavya, they have that Tekuz, the Rosh HaTevis, Tishbi, Taris, Kushas, Rabbayas. But we assume that that's not really correct because the Hebrew doesn't make sense. You metaritz akashi, you're not metaritz anibaya. Anibaya is what's the din? See, you're not metaritz. So the whole interpretation, the whole pinuch of the Rosh Tevis is not correct. They say from Rav Velvel Soloveitchik that the malamdim already in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, it's the Shita Mekubetzes quotes this from the Balei HaTosfos. The taker was the Rosh Tevis Tishbi, Taris Eliyahu Tishbi. Going to be Mataritz Kushin's rabbis. The reason why they made up this incorrect Rashi Tevis is in order to be Mechazik the Emunah and be a Samashiach. But really, yeah.
Things like that, don't we say that he's
going to
be Mataritz?
No, no. Kosher Shlodio, some say that when there's a question whether does it make sense to have 4 cups of wine or 5 cups of wine, but it says, so the Baruch Shalom took us in Teretz Yisrael, but then he sent us in the Golus. Then we came back a second time. Then he sent us again at the Golus. It says, when we come back to Teretz Yisrael the third time, then there won't be another Golus after that. We'll stay in Teretz Yisrael the Yoylam. As long as the world will last time, we'll stay in Teretz Yisrael. So that's what they say. When Eliyahu Navi will come, we'll have 5 curses. Not that it'll paskin new shilas. The Mishnah says that Eliyahu Navi is not going to come. They'll just identify people's yuchsin. They'll just identify what the facts are. Who's a cholo? Who's a mamzer? Who's a Jew? Who's a non-Jew?
To the
Rebbe
when they had
kashas,
to answer the
kashas. I don't know.
You have, and we're wondering what was doing inviting Haman to the party. So the Gemara has like 11 answers, and they asked Eliyahu, and he said all of them. They asked the kashas, not the paskin halacha. They asked him, what's Pshat Mikra? So he told them what's Pshat Mikra.
Uh-huh.
That's also a fact.
A fact. He's telling you the fact, that history. He knew the history, so he says all of the suggestions were correct. Yeah. Elu v'elu. The Gemara in Gittin has like that also. That he said, Elu v'elu, divu l'kim chai. So that's questionable. Ki novihu, that's what the Rama writes in the Shulah. Rama Avinu is a novi, so he'll be able to take his wife back. He doesn't have to be concerned about Saita Asurul about this. Saita Asurul about it. There's a tshuva written by the Beis Meir, also such a strange tshuva. The Beis Meir assumes that the Issa Soita Labayla even applies to Bnei Noach. So the one who printed the manuscript, it was printed maybe 30, 40 years ago from Aksav Yad. So the one who printed the manuscript obviously was learning in Yerushalayim in the Miri Yeshiva. It was printed by Machon Yerushalayim. So he writes on the footnote on the bottom of the page, he asked all the Rabbanim in the Miri Yeshiva, no one ever heard of such a thing, that by Goyim the din of Soita Labayla applies. And the Beis Meir has a tshuva la'alocha like that, that it applies. It's very surprising, yeah.
Wouldn't you say that the guy answers on her husband,
yeah, but not that the guy should be also to live with his wife because she's a Saita. Well, how do you, to not finish the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, the Saita's Asur
Labayim. But I thought it's saying because Sarah had steer with Abimelech, and
Avram, right.
So
Shaila, it was Kodem Matan Torah. Is it really Asa? Cut him out the door. Avraham Avinu wasn't allowed to live with his wife and should be a saita.
Wasn't it
established
that if Adnath was with her and then she would have been Asura, then it makes sense to also say there would be Stira?
There would be what?
Isn't it established that if
Adnath
would have been with her and then she would have been Asura to Abraham, and then you would apply Stira by?
You would apply, what do you mean Stira?
You said, is it in that even though Adnath was Ben Noah, that is it in Stira?
What do you mean with Stira? Kinyan Stira.
That's not what
Rabbi was
referring.
No, if a woman is Mizana, Asaita Vadai, not Asaita Safik. Isn't there such a din by Goyim that if the wife has an affair with someone else, that the husband is not allowed to live with his wife anymore? The Pashto says there is no such din. That's from our Torah. They don't have to observe such a din.
Rabbi said that Eliyahu was not going to pass in Shiloh's wisdom.
That's how the Mishnah says in the end of 80, it's Ein Eliyo Bo, Lo Latami, Lo Latai, Lo Lesa, Lo Lahate, just to be involved, people's yichus.
Don't Mishnah say, I think, maybe Bonetzia, maybe I'm afraid I forgot the exact case, but if they're masking only half of it, so the other half you put away until
Yos Eliyo? Yemunach HaChiyo V'Eliyo, yeah, Eliyo, no, he will tell you what the facts are, who's the real owner of the money, okay? He'll tell you facts, but he's not going to give, he's not going to pass in Shailas.
How's Eliyahu going to know who's the real owner?
I'll tell you, Benavu, who the rightful owner. It means you see that you do listen to a Navi when he tells you what the facts are. So here also, the Navi is going to tell you what the facts are. Or the Baal Shem Tov had Ruach HaKadosh, he knew that the Ruach HaKadosh died. So to rely on Ruach HaKadosh to be Mavar facts, that's reasonable. But to rely, okay, that's what they have a whole literature on this topic.
Rabbi said the Rama said because Avraham Avinu was a Navi, therefore, he could have had a suffix. If he was a normal person, now that he's a Navi, he knows that nothing happened, and therefore she's in Paris.
Yeah.
He said even if there's a suffix, she'd be a Surah to him. Is her Shuya is only. How is it so that there's no Kino? Is there, so she's a Shuya. Shuya is only if Nefesh Abideh of the Kokhazim. This is Nitiyat Abideh of the Kokhazim. There's a Humra in the Rama.
Right?
I
think Mara says Malkam ala yichud vein oisim ala yichud. If a married woman violates yichud, we may decide if someone violates, it may decide to give a machzor married, married women. You don't. Vein oisim ala yichud. Yichud alone doesn't create even a leis hasafik that the woman was mezana. Yeah, but over here they knew that she was she was taken. So they knew, they assumed that he probably was going to be Ma'anazar. But he kach esor. Knew why he took sor. Yeah. That's a questionable tshuva saramo. Yeah.
Isn't it miratzon? She went. It's not that does that mean she said no and then they took her? That makes her a shvuya, but if not, I said yachla.
He's the king, so he's going to do whatever he pleases, like all the kings in the world. They do, we know what the kings do. Yeah.
The last mission does mention in Eliyahu Ba, that's the Tana Kamo. In Eliyahu Ba, just little Rachek of Krovin, just to give good news. And then he says it has a different opinion of Rabbi Shimon, where the Hashot Machlokes, that was their opinion.
Machlekes in halacha, and then machlekes among families. That's what it means. Lahashes machlekes in halacha. Okay.
The last line of the mission is he should live al husaman. That means, according to Chachamim, that means to be made should live al husaman. Give me yichud. Rabbi Shimon understood that.
Ah, okay. So it's a machlekes atanaim. Good. Okay. Yeah, that goes on Malki Tzedek. Yeah, Malki Tzedek was a kohen. Yeah.
Malki Tzedek gives to Avram. That Avram gave the gifts to Avram. Not Avram gave the gifts to Avram. That's Hashem Shah. The pasuk doesn't sound like Avram gave the gifts. It doesn't sound like Avram gave the gifts to Malki Tzedek.
Okay. The Rabban learns Pashim Shabbos Faked, that Avraham Avinu gave Maisek Sofim. He just acquired ownership of all the nine cities. So the first thing you have to do when you make a windfall, you got to give Maisek Sofim. And then after giving Maisek Sofim, he gave everything back. He's not interested in keeping all the loot. But he had to give. He can't be Mevata Chelek Avoya. He has to give the Maisek Sofim. And Malkut Tzedek was Shem Ben Noach. He had a yeshiva. So Avraham Avinu supported the yeshiva. He gave a significant donation. That's how the Ramban learns Pashim Pshat and the Parsha. The Gemara in the Dorm says, like the Hukahin, Kel Elyon, goes on Malkut Tzedek. And they say, Hukahin, Bein Ben Okoyin. He was a Kohen, but he lost the Kohen. It didn't go to his descendants. Because Higdim Birchas Eved LeBirchas Rabbi. He said, Boruch Avraham LeKel Elyon, Boruch Kel Elyon, Hashem Yikin Tzarechad Yadecho. So if you're giving a bracha to Avraham Avinu, giving a bracha to Ribbono Shel Olam, the Chavetz dictates he should have said the bracha to the Ribbono Shel Olam first. Instead he said the bracha to Avraham Avinu first, and that's what the Gemara says. Because of that, Hikdin Birchas Eved, the Birchas Rabbi, that's why he lost the kuna for the next generation. That's why I said, Hu Kohen, he alone was a Kohen, Vein Zara Kohen, his children were not Kohen. He lost the kuna because of that. That's the Gemara in the Dharm says like that. I know others learn them, but the Cheskuni a lot of times has Pshat Punk Faket. Very different from everybody else. He's an original thinker. But the Hinitziv Melach in today's Sedra, so the Gemara says that Eishes Light is a pillar of salt, but the Hinitziv Melach. And the Gemara says that you say a bracha when you see Eishes Light. So the Cheskuni denies the whole thing. No such thing as Eishes Light. It says, Vatabet Ishta Meachara Vatin Itziv Melach. She saw that the whole area turned into an Itziv Melach. Not that she turned into an Itziv Melach. The whole area turned to an Itziv Melach. She didn't die. So why didn't she go with the husband? She was an old lady. She couldn't have said the daughters had to have the babies. Pashim Shat and the Parshin. Lot was there with the two daughters. The wife was not there. Because the wife turned to an Itziv Melach. So the Cheskuni says it doesn't mean that. It says, Vatihi, the whole area was an Itziv Melach. There is no Eishes Lo turning in the Tzimah. Everything Faket from everybody else. Cheskuni a lot of times has different from everybody else. So what happened finally? Hashem Pakad Asar Kasher Amar, finally they had the baby. And they gave the baby the name Yitzchok. That's what he was told in advance. And they performed the Bris Milah Ben Shemon Yisrael Kasher Tziva Oso Elokim. And the Gemara has the famous comment, Oso Velo Oso. That the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only mechayev the fathers to take care of the bris milah. Mothers are not mechayev. That's in Kiddushin, Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph. The Gemara has this drosha on the pasuk, and the Tosfos has the famous kasha there that everybody talks about. Why do you need a pasuk to say that the mother is not mechayev to take care of the bris of the children? Isn't it obviously a mitzvah saseh as magrama? Because bris milah can only be fulfilled in the daytime. You can't fulfill it at night. So shouldn't that be considered a mitzvah sasei shazman grama?
Isn't that parents to this card, so it's like more serious?
Right, that's what the svasemis suggests. Right. Svasemis suggests that whenever you have kares, that shows that it's an iser essay also. You wouldn't have kares on Pesach Hamilah, this kares, so that's an indication that these two Pesach Hamilah are not merely a mitzvah sasei, it carries with it an iser essay. Right. That's what the Svasemis points out. There's a whole sugya in Psochim on Daf Tzadik, where the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim, where the women, Noshim Barish and Chayva, Pesach Rishon, are women obligated to participate in Korban Pesach? Was it only Rishus? So the Pashto says Korban Pesach should be a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So the Svar Chitzoyna should have been, on Aron we should have thought the women are exempt from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So the burden of proof should really be on the Tana, who says that women are mechuyev to bring Korban Pesach, burden of proof should be on him. So the whole gist of the Gemara is the reverse. The Gemara is assuming that Me'ikar Adin, the women should be mechuyev in Korban Pesach. The Tana says that they're not mechuyev, it's optional, the burden of proof is on him to prove that they're not mechuyev. Why? Should be punkt faker? Pesach is mamish, a mitzvah says the shazman grama. So that's what the Svasemis suggests. That maybe since Pesach has kares, since Pesach has chorus, and maybe that indicates that it has with it an Iser Esay also. And an Iser Esay, there is no din that women are potter. Women are not potter from Lois Esay Shazman Grama, and they're not potter from an Iser Esay Shazman Grama either. The Gemara has a drosha in the end of the second parak in Sukkot. The Gemara has a drosha from a pasuk that that women are also mechuyev in Tosefes Yom Kippur. Why would I? Why do you need a drasha to be marba women? Because it's only an essay. I would have thought to observe Yom Kippur, to fast on Yom Kippur, is a law. Whoever eats on Yom Kippur gets malka. So lois says even as magroma nashim mechuyev, and to observe Shabbos is a law. So even though it says magroma nashim mechuyev, but to observe Tosefes Yom Kippurim, that's only an essay. There is no law. So I would have thought the Gemara says I would have thought that it's a mitzvah saseh shas magroma. So Kamash Malan the Pasuk, Kol HaEzrach B'Yisrael, since it says Kol HaEzrach, the Rabbi says Hanashim, that the women are also Mechuyev and Tosefes Yom Kippur. So the Prima Gadim understands that to mean not only Tosefes Yom Kippur, it's not a local din. From here we derive that whenever there's an Isra Aseh, it's Dinik Alois Aseh, so an Isra Aseh Shaz Magrama, women will be Mechuyev. So that's what the Sfasemis thinks. He has a Tosis, has like that, that Mila, there's no chorus on the father. There's only chorus on the baby. If the baby becomes bar mitzvah and he doesn't take care of the bris, the baby is chayv chorus. So Tosis in Megillah, Daf Chav, has such an answer. That's what they suggest. To answer their kasha in Kiddushin, Daf Chav Tes, why do you need a pasuk? Kasha tziva oso alakim oso velo oso, that the mother is not mechuyev. We should have known on our own that it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So the Tosis in Megillah Daf Chav answers the kasha to say that since there is an inyan of kares, true the kares is only on the baby himself when he becomes bar mitzvah and he doesn't take care of the bris milah. The father not performing bris milah, there is no kares. But maybe the fact that there is kares at least on the child himself is an indication that you're dealing with an iser essay also, not just a mitzvah essay. Maybe there's an element of iser essay. So therefore, the Ptura of Zman Grama shouldn't apply. Right, that's the Sfasemis likes that Pshat and Taisus in Megillah Daf Chav. Shagazari has a different answer on Taisus Kasha. He says, let's say an oral is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So the Rabbeinu Tam thinks that Misha Meso Echov Machmas Milo is permitted to eat Korban Pesach. He is permitted to eat Truma. An oral is not allowed to eat Truma, not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So Rashi says, where do you have a Jew who's an oral? Meisach or machmas milah. So Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natam in different mesichtes, a few different places. Rabbi Natam says, no, if meisach or machmas milah, he's not doing anything wrong, he is permitted to eat chum, he is permitted to eat korban pesach. So what if it's loy meisach or machmas milah and it's leil pesach? So leil, I say, balayla, he can't perform the bris milah. So balayla, he should be like meisach or machmas milah. Balayla, any oral is allowed to eat chuma balayla. He's allowed to eat Korban Pesach Balayla, because Balayla is no chiyuv. Whenever there's no chiyuv to perform the bris milah, so you're not called an oral, according to Rabbi Natan. Meisach machmas milah. So the oral is allowed to eat Truma Balayla, because there's no chiyuv. He's allowed to eat Korban Pesach Balayla, because there's no chiyuv. That's not true. So the Shagasai writes, the chiyuv to perform the bris milah is Bayoma Balayla. There's a din, it's man hechsher ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah will, the hechsher ha-mitzvah is only Bayom, not Balayla. If you do a milah balayla, it's puzzle. But the chiv, you can have a chiv to do the milah. The chiv is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Milah shleib is man is not derech on Shabbos. But the chiv to perform the milah is there on Shabbos also. You're not allowed to do it today. You can have a chiv even at a time that you're unable to do the kima mitzvah. So the Shagasari suggests maybe the only time I say mitzvah seseh shaz man groma, women are potter, is if the chiv is man groma. But the chiv is constant. There's a constant chiv. After the eighth day, there's a constant chiv to perform the bris milah. Except that there's a restriction. What is the zman kiyum mitzvah? What is the zman hechsha mitzvah? So he thinks that maybe Tosis is wrong. Maybe that's not called mitzvah. That's just as magrom. That's the whole literature in Achrayim.
What about the eighth day? Zman,
yeah, that's not called zman grom. Before the eighth day is not considered an oral. It's only considered an oral after the eighth day when the chiyah begins. That's not called Zman Grama. Zman Grama means it's over yom a bottle zmanai. Here it said never over, you know, there's no end to it. The parsha ends with the whole story of the Akedah. The Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim that the story of the Akedah is recorded in the Chumash to emphasize to us how clear the prophecy was to all of the Nevi'im. You shouldn't think only Moshe Rabbeinu had Asper Gloria Meir. The other Nevi'im had everything was hazy and foggy, and they didn't fully understand what was told to them. Avraham Avinu wouldn't be prepared to kill his own beloved son because of some hazy, unclear prophecy. So it was absolutely crystal clear, 100% crystal clear to Avraham Avinu that he's supposed to do the Akedah, otherwise he wouldn't have done it. So that's a Pella. That's what the Rambam writes in the Moreh Nevuchim. So we don't understand. Rashi quotes a Loshon from the Medrash that Avraham Avinu, after the whole incident of the Akedah was all over, Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Kasha. And then you told me, and now you tell me, don't shech them. Everything contradicts everything else, what's going on over here. So the Baruch Shalom said, no, you misunderstood. I just said, bring them up on top of the har. Ask his say. He took them up. Take them down. So according to the Medrash, he totally misunderstood the Nevuah. And the Rambam says the reason why the story is put in the Chumash, that we should know how clear every Nevuah is to the Nevi. So it wasn't clear. If the Gemara says, Askasei Akseh, it wasn't clear. So they say in the name of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik that it was clear. He was told, Haleh Hashem Lol, you have to be Magdish, his son is a Korban Ohel. The Baruch Shalom never said you should shech them. He said you should be Magdishim. So he did what the Baruch Shalom said. But then there's another din. If there's a Mishnah and Shkolem, if you find an animal roaming around in Yerushalayim loose, and it has a tag on it, this animal is a Korban Ohel, so your makrevit is a Korban Ohel. You don't know who the owner is, you don't know who it's Korban, on behalf of whom is it Korban, whoever the owner is, it'll be Korban his behalf. If you have an animal, has a tag, this animal is a Shlomim, so you don't know who the owner is. So your makrevit l'shem Shlomim, whoever it is. So here, Avraham Avinu was Magdash his son l'shem Ohel, and then he understood on his own, there is a din, if there's an Ohel roaming around, you have to be makrevit. So then Rabbi Shlomim said, no, that din doesn't apply over here. What you did is correct. You are Magdashim. Askasei doesn't only mean Ha'aleh Sham, elevate him to the top of the mountain. It means be Magdashim as a carbon. And now Achsei, instead of fulfilling the Hakrove on this Oilo, on your son is an Oilo, you should do the Avoida on the set. Ayelach Anechas Basach B'Kanam. You should be Magdashim the Ayel instead. But the Chazal understand, it says, V'zachatez b'si Yaakov, v'afrez b'si Yitzchak, v'afrez b'si Avraham Ezkor, at the end of the Teuchach and B'chukosai. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, how come it says, V'zachatez b'si Yaakov, v'afrez b'si Avraham Ezkor, the verb Zechira is mentioned in connection with Avraham and Yaakov, and in connection with Yitzchak, the verb doesn't appear. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, that Lizkor, to remember, if the thing is not under your nose, I have to remember that I have a chumash in front of me. I see the chumash in front of me. I have to remember that there's a student in my class because he's not here. Oh, I remember that student. He once in a while he shows up. But those who I see here, I don't have to remember you. I see that you're here. So the zikor is something that's not in front of you. Zikaron is something to remember, something that's not under your nose. So Avraham Avinu died already. Yaakov Avinu died. So it says, V'chatez b'si Yaakov. V'chatez b'si Avraham Eska. But Yitzchak, Afreshel Yitzchak, Zovramunach Agabi Hamizbech. The ashes of Yitzchak are there in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam all of the time. So what do you mean, Afrishal Yitzchak? It never happened. Yitzchak wasn't burned. So what do you mean, Afrishal Yitzchak? So the answer is, the Hakrove that took place on the aisle is considered as if, and the aisle turned into ashes because they burnt it on the Mizbeach. So those ashes are considered Afrishal Yitzchak. Yitzchak was Hukdash as a Korban Olam. The din is that a Korban, there's no Psul Yotze until after Shechita. Let's say you have an animal, it's roaming around, then you bring it to Yerushalayim, and it goes out of Yerushalayim. It doesn't become Nifsal B'yotz. After you do Shechita, and then the dam could be Nifsal B'yotz. The dam is Kochi Kochim. If you take it Chutz Lazor, it'll be Nifsal B'yotz. And if it's the animal is a Kochi Kochim, you can't take it Chutz Lazor. And if it's a Kochim Kalim, you can't take it Chutz Yerushalayim. Depending on how Kodesh is, it has a Makam. It says in the next Sedra, told us, that Vahi Rabbar, it's Malabada Rabbar Yishan Shehoyah B'me Avraham, there was a famine in the days of Yitzchak, and the Yitzchak was going to go down to Mitzrayim, just like Avraham Avinu had done. Hashem appears to him, and he says, I'll tear Mitzrayim. Gur Baritz Azos, you have to stay here. Why? So he says, you can't follow in the footsteps of your father, you are Hukdash as a carbon, and a carbon will be Nipsal B'yotz if he goes Chutz L'Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? But a carbon is only Nipsal B'yotz after Shechita. The Shechita never took place on him. So you see, the Chazal understood that the Shechita on the Ayel, Achanechas, Basfach, Mekanu, the Shechita on the Ayel was chal on Yitzchak. You had a din of a korban lachashchita, and the haktara that took place on that is considered official Yitzchak.
Even if you want to say that, but wasn't Yitzchak blind? Wouldn't he have a moment anyway? Of,
say, let's say
you don't say that it's the same thing as the
Korban.
Wouldn't
he
say that he has an
issue anyway of
that he's blind?
The end of his life. The end of his life.
There one sheet that says that the
Malachim
that were crying made him blind then?
Okay, I don't know. Interesting question. So how would the Yahava mean it would be makri? I mean,
right.
When he put him on the Mizbeach, the Malachim weren't crying yet. I mean, and then the Malachim started to cry, so then he wasn't allowed to continue.
Right.
He already became blinded then. I don't know. Interesting question. I don't know. There's a famous medrash that says that Avraham Avinu was going to do the Akedah with Yitzchak. He was a Kohen Gadol. So everybody asks, what do you have to make him a Kohen Gadol? You only need a Kohen Gadol for Avodas Yom Kippur. Kohen Hedyot is allowed to do hakrabas and hakrabah of a regular oilah. So they quote in the name of different gedolim, the name of the Ragachev, the name of other gedolim. No, but if he's going to kill his son, then he's going to become an einan. So an einan is posel hakrav karbon. It's only the kohen gadol is makrav einan. So that's why the medrash had to say he must have had the status of the kohen gadol. Otherwise, how could there have been a plan in the first place that he's supposed to be makrav of his own son? And we today are zeicha in the schus of the akedah. We have the tefillos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember the schus of the Akedah for the descendants of Avraham Avinu. The moral of the story is that we have to have so much love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to Hashem Elkech b'chol levavcha, with your full heart. We love our children. We have love for our spouses. We have love for other people. You're supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu more so than any other love that you have. So this is bincha chitcha she'ahavta. You love your son, but I want you to demonstrate that you love me more than you love your son. And Avraham Avinu was prepared to do it. Let's say a fellow is married and his wife doesn't want to observe Taras HaMishpacha. So he's going to say, no, he loves his wife. He can't observe the mitzvahs HaTorah. That's what you have to Shalom Kech B'chol HaVavcha. You have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than your beloved wife and more than your children. Your child is an Eivar Aveira. So you shouldn't cover up on that child. That's the whole institution of Ben Sora Mora. The Gemara said, it never happened, never will happen, so far-fetched. Why was it written? To teach you the moral of the story. What's the moral of the story? You have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than you love your own children. So if your child is a drug addict and he's a miserable child, he's a Ben Sora Mora, you have to bring him to Bezdin and have him put to death. It never happened, never going to happen. But on the books, theoretically it can happen. That's what it's supposed to teach us. The love of HaKadosh Baruch is supposed to be B'chol Levavcha. The Gemara HaMachlokes, Kol Horig Nefesh. So Kol means Kol Dehu. Kol means Kol Dehu. So there's one Tana who is of the opinion, Hiku Asor Ben Yodim. Someone shoots a person and he's going to die in another week. Then another guy comes and he shoots him, he's going to die in another day. The other guy comes and shoots him, he only has an hour left. Then the fourth guy comes and he shoots him and he dies, finally he dies. So that's a question, is the last one Chayiv Misa? Machlek is above the Kama, right? Kol Horig Nefesh. They say, Achiake, Ishkiake, Kol Nefesh Adam. Kol an Achiake, Kol an Nefesh. Or even if you kill Kol Dehu of the Nefesh. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner asks in the Nefesh HaChaim, in the Sefer, if Kol means Kol Dehu, so you have to Hashem Elkecha B'chol Levavcha, you only have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a little bit. Kol Dehu, B'chol Levavcha, that's what it means. So he says, no, Ishkiake, Kol Nefesh Adam goes on the last Kol Dehu. Not on the first Kol Dehu. You have to express your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the last Kol Dehu of love, not with the first Kol Dehu. No, it's difficult, but the Jews throughout all the generations, but Moshe and Nefesh, they gave up their lives. They had many, many Akedahs, Akedah Hashem. We followed in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. We demonstrated the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more than the love for our own lives. Okay. Sunday, we're going to try to go weiter. Okay. Wednesday I'm going to have to try to give an early shiur because I have to leave early, so maybe we'll try to have the shiur at 9 o'clock. We may have a bris on Wednesday morning. So.